Well, I think we said that when we came in that we wanted to go and be attractive and play and take the opposition on. And some of our football in the first 35 minutes was terrific, and then, you know, they get back in. But I have to say, when Zigic plays like that, he's 6'7", 6'8", and they put it in and the crowd were roaring, and it was a bit similar to the old days. And it was a great game. It was like a cup tie, really. And I'm just delighted that we've hung on, because some of our football was excellent. We found a difficult second half, but I think we still had the best chances. As I said, our first half performance was terrific again away from home.
Yeah, let's just sort of go through the game. First off, was the plan to get in behind them with the Luko and Simpson?
Well, if they've got an Achilles heel, of course, we worked on all week that maybe away from home against Cardiff last week, we played always in front of them. You know, we worked all week, to be fair to Steve, we worked all week to show them videos where we can go in behind, because they're both quick and they've got good movement. And certainly with the first two goals, the movement of Luko in particular was just, well, he was breathtaking today. He's just been a wonderful sign, and he just keeps getting better and better, and we're delighted to have him.
Yeah, and then 3-0 up, nice set piece for a bit of variety.
Yeah, Chessie's had headed one in from a set piece. I think we looked at set pieces last year. I think we scored one, so we've improved anyway. But yeah, it was a good header, it was a good delivery. But overall, the way we played in the first half, and you know, we've gifted them a couple of goals, though. That's something we have to improve on. The second goal's awful.
Yeah, what do you say to them at half time?
All the same claptrap. You know, for goodness sake, keep it tight for 20 minutes, and the next goal's vital, and they score after 5 seconds, don't they? So, but it added to the excitement of it. But overall, the fans have gone home happy. They've seen their team play, and I've just heard we haven't won here for 40 odd years, which is quite incredible. So you take that result and the Leeds result, and it's been not a bad start.
Yeah, one win in a century, I think.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh my, glad nobody told me that before. But there you go.
Yeah, there were some very good performances out there. If I may, I'd single out your son Alex. I thought he had a magnificent game at the back.
I always knew when he was coming into the building that it was going to be difficult, but I think the more he's played, and I think we missed him a little bit at Cardiff, and he heads it well out of our box. And at this level, he was always going to be a no-brainer, and he's come in, you know, especially with Hobbsy the way he is and still injured. He's done very well, and it's difficult because of who his dad is, but out there he plays on his merit, and today I thought was his best game for us. I thought in the second half when we come under the cosh, some of his heading ability was terrific, and his mother deserves a pat on the back.
Right, okay. Couple of things to talk about. You kept faith, rightly in my opinion, with Ben Amos. Had a very good game, I thought.
Yeah, he did well. I mean, he's going to be disappointed with the second goal. You know, he's going to, when he looks at that probably, but overall he looked a little bit more commanding, as I thought. Playing for England, clean sheet, just that little bit of confidence. And as I said, you know, he's a young goalkeeper, and it's difficult, you know, and especially when they're throwing it into your box like they did today and the crowd behind them. It's never, ever easy to come here, and he did well. He did well. As the more the game went on, I thought the better he'd become.
I might not have guessed the other change in the starting lineup, Shay Olafanjan in for Corey Evans. What was the thing?
I just knew that physically they're going to go and launch it. And to be fair, we didn't do it properly enough, in my opinion. We went deeper and deeper, and Ollie ended up being a centre-back, really, which has backfired on us a bit. But I just wanted his height and his physical ability, because against these, they're a big, big team, and that's one area where we're not. So I just put him in the team. Corey can feel gutted, as he put it to me, but I just felt as if we needed a bit of physical presence in the middle of the pitch, which Ollie gives you.
Any knocks out of today? I saw Rosie coming up.
Everybody's... Right. It's okay. Rosie's the big doubt. He's played injured for a while now, but he doesn't want to come out the team, and I can understand why, but he's the biggest threat. But he did well to get through.
Is there any extra personal satisfaction for you, given this is a former...
No, I nearly had 10 years. Half of my managerial career was here. You know, we had great times, and everybody associates me with Manchester, but I had 2 years as a player here, nearly seven as a manager. When you're 7 years and the times we had, it was terrific looking back on it. And so, yeah, you're delighted to win, but it's always going to be something special to me, this club. And as I look round the place, the same people are still here as they've been here for the last 30 years, I think. You know, the stewards and the people behind the bars and all the rest of them. And it's nice to get the victory, but, yeah, nothing like that.